You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It is 6:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, July 7th, 7-7. I love numbers. I think it's a very strong day of spiritual growth. That is what 777 would indicate if you see it. It's like, hey, you're doing a good job with your spiritual growth here. When you put in the work, you reap the rewards. And that is what we are going to talk about on today's podcast, all about one of the most requested topics I think I get of anything, which is your first Saturn return. If you are new to astrology, you probably just looked for a translation button to put first Saturn return into a language you more readily understand. First Saturn return, let's break this down. In our birth chart, we have planets that tell us what energy, signs, and these are things like Capricorn, Taurus, Scorpio, that tell us how you express the energy, and housing placements, the 12 pie slices I call them, that tell us what area of life that this energy is going to show up in. So forgive me for just jumping the gate and getting right into this podcast. I just got back from a 3-mile run, so I am on a little bit of a runner's high right now. And it just downloaded into my brain, like, hey, you've got to share the first Saturn return episode. Like, somebody out there needs to hear this, and they need to hear it now. So I came home, got some watermelon juice, and snuck into the studio to get this out. So we're all familiar with our sun signs, right? I'm a Cancer sun. I'm emotional. I'm nurturing. I love children and animals. I'm a Sagittarius sun. I like to travel. I'm a free spirit. Love college and university. Don't like the 9-to-5. I'm a Virgo sun. I love things to be organized, methodical, and a lot of people mistake me for being controlling when I just have the purest intentions for everyone and want to see them reach their highest potential. Damn it. That's our sun sign. It is our personality. It's the lens our personality shines through. And then, of course, we have our moon sign, our emotional control center. Our moon sign will tell us what we need to feel emotionally grounded. This is the sign that you compare compatibility with a romantic partner, especially because our sun sign is who we are with friends and family. Our moon sign is who we become when we're alone with our romantic partner. And finally, our rising sign is our highest self. This is the constellation that was rising over the horizon when you took your first breath here on planet Earth. And so your rising sign is what you're moving towards. And I heard a really cool analogy on a podcast the other day. Gosh, I forgot her name. Damn it. I'll add it to the show notes. But she's a really good astrologer. And she said that the sun is the vehicle. The moon is the inner child of you in the vehicle, and together you are driving off into the sunrise, your rising sign. I like that. So let's talk about first Saturn return. How do we transition into that? Well, all the planets in your birth chart represent something. Sun personality, moon emotions, sun is ego, moon is soul, Mercury is how you think and speak, Venus is how you love and how you want to be loved back. Mars is your aggression, your temper, but also your motivation and inspiration for life. Saturn is like the high school principal of all of these planets. She is the boot camp instructor. She is the one that I love to hate, and I think we all get afraid of. When you think of her energy, for those of you listening who know a little bit about your first Saturn return through just being in this spiritual community, everyone gets nervous. They get scared. That same type of feeling like when you get called to the principal's office in school and you're like, what? Oh, shit. What did I do? Is it because I cheated on my test last week? Shit, what did I do? But what if the principal calls you in just to say, hey, you've done a fantastic job and you've been a really good fellow classmate and student here in the school, and we'd like to reward you with graduating early or reward you with a trophy. Or a plaque for your wall. Or, yeah, what if it's the inevitable? Hey, your grades are really slacking. Doesn't look like you're going to pass sophomore year unless you get this up. Sorry. And then your stomach sinks and you're like, shit, I got to get to work. That is Saturn. Saturn is our karmic purpose. I like to say when you, if you believe in it, reincarnated and took your first breath on this earth, you said, I, Stephanie, promise to learn the lesson of, and that is whatever sign your Saturn falls into. To really drive this point home, I'll continue to use myself as an example. My Saturn is in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn is the CEO of the zodiac. It is an earth sign. It rules money, rules, structure, being grounded, being independent and self-sustaining, especially when it comes to money and finances and business. A lot of people with their Saturn and Capricorn are late bloomers. We tend to get married later in life, have children later in life, experience financial success later in life. And when I say later in life, I mean like 36 and beyond. And well, I can raise my hand and attest to all of that. Saturn and Capricorn, my karmic lesson is I came here to learn to manifest. I came here to learn how to be financially independent and not rely on anybody else. Saturn rules the father, the reputation in our chart, our career aspirations. And so my karmic lesson, my soul's purpose in this lifetime is to be a manifester and manifest my highest dreams and ideals, whether or not I have structure, I have a father, I have rules. It doesn't matter if I have that or not. I signed up to learn this. So Saturn being our soul's purpose, being our karmic lesson, she comes around in what we call squares, which is a 90-degree angle. She transits our chart, moves around our whole zodiac wheel, and she hits off about every 7 years. You get what we say called into the principal's office. So if you can think about it, think about the ages of 7 or 8. Did you welcome a new child into the family, and did your parents get a divorce? Did you experience your first round of bullying in school? These are some things that happen around that age. Maybe you move. You leave the home you were born into and move to a new location. And then she comes around again around 13, 14, 15. Did you, gosh, lose your virginity around this age? Did you, again, experience bullying or get your heart broken for the first time? Learn about love? Did your parents divorce? Think about that. She comes again around 21, 22. So we see this pattern about every 7 years. And then finally, you not only get called into the principal's office, but you get called into the principal's office to take your final exam, where the rest of your career, like, okay, if I pass this exam, then I can go on to college or I can go on to start that dream business after high school. If I don't, I'm going to have to repeat senior year, and it ain't going to be all fun and games. It's going to be head down in the books, grinding, no recess, no spring break fun, no senior prank fun, but hard ass work. And so that is where the fork in the road comes. And that, my friends, is your first Saturn return. A lot of people begin to feel this around the age of 27, 28, because that is typically when Saturn enters the sign that you were born into. And dependent upon what degree she actually falls in into your chart is when you'll experience the exact day of your Saturn return. I know people who have had children on the exact day of, to the degree, of their Saturn return. Me personally, I filed for divorce on the exact day of my Saturn return, and I received my divorce decree, which is essentially giving me my freedom and my name back and officially making me single on the day Saturn left that degree. I mean, to the day. It's fascinating. I discovered this when I was in astrology school, and of course, applying this to my own life, I was dumbfounded that the day I went to the courthouse and signed papers was the day of my Saturn return to the degree. Fascinating. And back then, I didn't even know what Saturn was in your birth chart, so it's not like I watched it and paid attention to it. I was just, the influence the planets has on us every day, as an astrologer who reads birth charts every day, it's mind-blowing. It's so, so cool. So Saturn is our karmic purpose. This is our soul's lesson that we came here to learn. Think of people you know who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, and ask them, hey, what happened between 28 and 31? Between the ages of 28 and 31, did anything big happen? Did you get your dream job? Did you lose a job? Did you buy a house? Maybe foreclose on a house? Did you have a baby? A lot of people have babies around this time. And a lot of people get divorced around this time. And again, the flavor of events that happen around your first Saturn return and during it are dependent upon the sign that it was in, but also what we call feeding your Saturn, okay? Feed Saturn. If you are under the age of 28 listening to this, God, I wish I had this advantage that you are getting as we speak. Feed your Saturn. Because when we practice self-discipline, when we do things that we'd really rather not do, but we really should, what do we get? Rewarded. When we go through high school and we go through college and we give presentations that we don't want to give that make us lose sleep. When we show up and ace tests that we stayed up all night studying for, what do we get? We get a degree and then we get a good job and then we get freedom because we make money. When we, another good example of this is if you look at Saturn as a boot camp instructor who you sign up to work for, no matter what, your soul signed up to work with her, and she comes over every morning at 5 a.m. and she busts your door down and says, get up, let's go to the gym, let's move it, and put that coffee down, you're drinking tea now, you're going to be like, ugh, Saturn, I just want to eat my cookie and have dip into my latte, and I want to sleep until 9 a.m., like, ugh. And Saturn's like, nope, I love you and you promised to learn this, so let's get up and do it. And you cry and you complain and you do not look forward to her coming to visit you every morning. But after 30 days, you look in the mirror and you say, oh, dang, my clothes look good. Oh, whoa, I got definition in my stomach. My arms look toned. Hey, my skin is glowing. Okay, wait a second. Saturn. Come on back, girl. Like, you can hang out. I like this. And that is someone who feeds their Saturn. And no matter what, we have a north node in our birth chart, and this is our spiritual purpose. This is a very gentle placement that says, hey, if you would, they knock on your door and says, hey, if you would like to pursue this, come with me. Saturn kicks the door down and says, get up, you promised, let's go. So that is Saturn in our chart. And our first Saturn return between the ages of 28 and 31 is all in our hands. And it's dependent upon how hungry Saturn is when she arrives at your doorstep during those ages, aka have you been putting in the self-discipline and the sign and the house area of life that you promised in your birth chart to put that energy into, that self-discipline and hard work into when you were born, your birth chart. So really quickly, if you don't have your birth chart available, I do chart readings, lightworkers-lounge.com. But if you do have your chart available, I'm going to very quickly go down the list of signs, and I want you to write down just one sentence, one phrase that I give you, and really think about, have I been feeding this Saturn? Have I been putting in the self-discipline here so that when my first Saturn rolls around, I have a child, yeah, and I have it with the right person and we're ready and we're prepared and it's so awesome. Or I get married to my dream partner and it lasts forever because we put in the work and we are ready to be in union. Whatever it is for you is dependent upon your sign, but here we go. Here's the secret. Make friends with Saturn and move towards the evolution, right? Saturn is a planet that works in extremes. Either you are really good at it and you came into this life to evolve, or you resist it and drive miles out of the way to avoid it. In either case, Saturn is relentless and will find you one way or another. There it is. That's the truth of it. And a lot of this is inspired by, learned astrology from Deborah Silverman. Yes, if you guys want to sign up for her program, I'm an affiliate for it, so we can get you in. Pay attention to my Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny for when that's going to happen. I'm pretty sure in August is when we're going to launch it. So stay tuned. ask yourself, here's a journal prompt before we begin. And also, get ready to hit pause so that you can take some notes and you can journal and you can think. Ask yourself, how much am I in alignment with my soul's journey? If you are in your 20s right now and you're lost and you are confused and you feel like you don't know, and the reason why I say feel like you don't know is because you always know. It is always within you. This purpose does not leave you. It just gets clouded, man. It gets clouded because life happens. This overstimulated world just really pulls us off our path and veers us in the wrong direction because of our own traumas and pain that we go through. So I get it. But ask yourself, how much am I in alignment with my soul's journey? And also, to really dive deep into this, do, after I say this, like pause and go try this. Ages 7 to 8, 14, 15, 21, 22. Go back and look at pictures, look at journals, look at whatever you have, and look at those ages, and you'll see markers of your evolution or turning points in your growth. And those things usually have to do with your Saturn's purpose. It never fails. All right, let's get started here. Let's start with Aries. Aries is number one in the zodiac. That's why they're so competitive. They've always got to be number one. I love you, Aries. Y'all make me laugh. So, Aries, if your Saturn is in the sign of Aries, your life lesson is to be a warrior against all odds. Stand up for your life. Your life lesson is to fight for love and stay close to others, even when you want to be independent. A lot of people with Saturn and Aries struggle with relationships, struggle with having children because they are just, they come here to be themselves. And anybody that gets in the way, out of my way. Or this can manifest the opposite. This is someone who is a pushover, who just lets everybody take advantage of them. So life lesson of Saturn and Aries is to be a warrior against all odds. Fight for love. Stay close to others, even when you don't want to be. Saturn in Taurus. Money is the issue. Stop worrying about it. A lot of people with Saturn and Taurus really struggle with fulfilling their dream jobs, their dreams, period, if they don't think it's going to provide them with security. These are people who really struggle to charge what they're worth. I see a lot of people with displacement who constantly discount their product or service because they just want people to book so they could just have some money. But they don't need to worry about it. And here's your permission to be slow, to be the tortoise, to not rush. Know that you are always right on time, even if it doesn't appear that way. A lot of people with Saturn and Taurus I've seen compare themselves. Well, everybody around me is getting engaged and buying a house. What's wrong with me? Saturn and Taurus, stop it. Stop complaining about your life feeling, quote unquote, slow. And don't worry about money. It will always be there. It will always show up when you least expect it, especially if and only if you put in the work. You feed your Saturn. Saturn and Taurus people, it's funny that they fear money because they have one of the biggest, next to Saturn and Capricorn, one of the biggest chances to make a lot of money. Saturn and Gemini. Confusion is the issue. Take responsibility for your thoughts. Really pay attention to where your mind fixates. Overcome the indecisiveness of your mind. How many times must you change your careers or ideas about yourself in this life? Can you stop judging yourself? Either you will focus your mind as a writer, a podcaster, a teacher, or you'll judge your mind as, like a villain. Like something that is always being used against you and judging your own self, like analysis paralysis. Your mind will just prevent you from doing anything, never mind the 10 different things you want to do, right? So Saturn and Gemini, your life lesson is to not let your thoughts take charge of your life. Analysis paralysis, don't let it get to you. Saturn in Cancer. Ask for what you want and need. A lot of people with Saturn in Cancer came here to really work on family issues. You've got to get out of your childhood home or caught mentally in memory of your childhood. You really came here to figure out and mend relationships with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, and childhood wounds are a really big focus here. Your life lesson has to do with your family, wounds that were handed down to you. You came here to break generational patterns. You know, this is such a hot topic in the New Age spirituality, but you Saturn and Cancers, you guys step up to the plate. You guys truly came here to break ancestral patterns and traumas, generational pain. You guys came here to say it ends with us. Either you are highly emotional and get distracted from it, or you are cut off, cold, and scared of emotions. Ask yourself. You came here to flow. Make sure you ask for what you want and need and set boundaries. This is really important for Saturn and Cancer people. Okay, ready? Saturn in Leo. Learn to feel good about your need for attention. You came here to show off. You came here to stand out, be loud, proud. But also, a lot of Saturn and Leo people, especially in the day and age of social media, I see them as they know they're artistic. They know they're creative. They know they're unique, special, outlandish. But when they put so much effort and energy and creativity into a project and release it on social media, and they don't get the likes, the shares, they don't go viral immediately, they get very disheartened. So your life lesson is to learn that you're good at what you do without external validation. Know that you're a rock star in your own imagination, and it's true. Either you are so shy and refuse to show up in the world, or you are bold and willing to. Just watch out for feeling like I can't show up the way I want to unless I've got external validation and permission. Fuck that. You don't need it. Your comfort with your fire and your sassiness and your flip your hair on stage is your lesson in this lifetime. Learn to feel good about your need for attention. Need it. Saturn in Virgo. Oh, my Saturns and Virgos, you never think you're getting it right. Know that you are enough. Saturn and Virgo people came here to learn that they don't have to have all their ducks in a row before they do something. Their mind tells them, I'm not going to write a book. Steph already did, and it's so freaking good. Why would I even bother? I would love to have a podcast. I think I'm really good at it, but no, not for me. There's already, God, have you heard Joe Rogan? So good. Have you heard Stephanie Powers? Gosh, she's fantastic. You'd think my Saturn was in Leo. I'm not going to do it. There's already so many. I'm not good enough. Saturn in Virgo, you are good enough. And it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes, to want to heal everyone. What if I never fulfill my destiny as I thought it ought to be? Let it go, Virgo. Say, I am okay and doing well the way I am. Your life lesson is to either be selflessly in service and enjoy it with a relentless attention to detail, or ask for help to learn how to ground, organize, and be responsible in a practical way. Saturn in Libra. Oh, this is one of my favorites for birth chart readings because it gets juicy. Saturn in Libra, people. You came here to learn about marriage. You came here to learn about love, partnership, friendship, parenting, co-parenting, co-workers, leading employees, managing employees. You came here to learn about relationships. And something really important for you is don't assume others think and feel the same way as you. Ask yourself, do I believe I can find true love? Do I believe I can find true friendship? Right? Keep trying. Do not give up. Stay true to yourself and be able to commit to someone without feeling like how you show up, the way you are, is perfect, and they will commit to you just as you are. You do not need to change yourself in order to get people to like you. Your life lesson is to ask yourself, how can I be myself, my authentic self, and stay true to a partner at the same time? People with Saturn and Libra, I've seen, experience a lot of marriage and divorce. A lot of co-parenting exists with this placement. And some I've actually seen avoid relationships altogether. They are terrified of them because they can just feel this looming Saturn and Libra. Gotta learn the art of relationships. But the best part about this is if you feed this Saturn, you have one of those fairy tale notebook marriages that stand the test of time. Okay, here we go. Saturn in Scorpio. Face the dark and confront your fears. Oh, so many people with this placement just flat out refuse to acknowledge the bad parts of their personality. Maybe I shouldn't choose the word bad because, guys, there's no bad parts of our personalities. There's some rotten apples in there. There's some things that we aren't proud of, but there's all, like, bad isn't permanent. You can always transmute it. And this is Saturn in Scorpio. You must turn around and face your shadow. You have to turn around and look at your shadow and say, hey, I don't like how I behaved in the past, or I don't like how I'm behaving now. I don't like these secrets that nobody knows about me. I need to release them. Because little do I know that once I do release them and admit them, I actually get more accepted from people. And people can actually help me and sympathize and empathize with me. And as a result, I bond really close-knit and tightly with people, which is what Saturn and Scorpio really wants, is that matching tattoo ride-or-die bond. And by sharing your shadow, you get that. A lot of people with Saturn and Scorpio fear that they will never be accepted or have a tribe or have close-knit friends or lovers if they share their dark side, when it's quite actually the opposite. Either you are willing to deal with addictions, your love of sex, and the dark side of psychology, or you'll avoid the dark side like the plague. Learn to love it, my Saturn Scorpios. It's not that scary coming from your Scorpio moon sister. Okay, let's move on to a fun one. Saturn in Sagittarius. Be honest and don't hold back. Be blunt. Tell the truth. Do it with an open heart. A lot of people with Saturn and Sagittarius believe that they must go through pain in order to experience joy. A lot of these people who, like, were born in a small town and they have this thirst to leave and travel and experience new things, but the family they were born into is just so set in their ways and Capricorn energy, like rules, regulations, stick with what you know, kid. If this kid has a Saturn in Sagittarius, this is the fast track to just squashing them and making them feel so small. Don't give away your power to anybody else. Don't give it away to religion, cult, spirituality. Either your gift is your humor and your ability to see the big picture and understand, like, hey, we're all going to die anyway. Let me just go do what I want. Or these people avoid the truth and live in a false land. Everything's okay. No, I'm happy in my marriage. It's fine. No, I love this job. The pay is great. But then when they're commuting home by themselves, they're thinking, fuck, I'm going to take the long way home because I'd rather listen to my favorite song one more time than go see my spouse. Or they're thinking, oh my God, I just envisioned myself at this job 15 years from now and I got sick to my stomach. Saturn and Sagittarius people need to be free. And be honest about your need for freedom. Don't hold back. Just don't overindulge in the, you know, this placement can go either way. Some of these Saturn and Sagittarius just break free into this after their first Saturn return and are like, woo, I'm free and I'm going to travel and live out of a van. And, oh, wait, I have kids I got to take care of. Or, oh, wait, okay, this requires money and whoop, I'm out, shit. So there's an extremist side to this placement, but just be cautious of it. Okay. Saturn and Capricorn. Here's mine. Have discipline and fake it till you make it. This is Saturn in its natural placement. Saturn rules Capricorn. So Saturn's comfortable here. She kind of likes it. The life lesson here is learning how to manifest, which manifest is not just kicking it back, making a vision board, doing guided meditations every morning. No. Manifesting is, I like to look at it as a basketball game with the universe, just you and the universe, one-on-one on the basketball court. And you need to learn to be on the same team, not against each other. And you need to learn how to dribble and bounce it back between each other. And you're bouncing it back between the spiritual world, where manifesting is effortless, and then the 3D world where, hey, we've got bills to pay, we've got a family to take care of, ba-da-da-da-da-da. So there's a nice, delicate balance that Saturn and Capricorns need to learn of both use your imagination and dream, but also roll them sleeves up and learn how to have goals. Be self-reliant. Stick to the plan even when it gets hard, or you'll have to accept that you are dependent and you have a hard time with setting goals. Me personally, with this placement, I hate numbers. I never, like, my therapist asked me the other day, what's your 5-year goals? And I was like, I don't know. I live for today. I'm not feeding my Saturn. I better get to it or it's going to squash. Either case, this is a spirit who is here to learn manifestation. I kind of like this placement. You know, during my first Saturn return, I left a marriage that was not for me. And as a result, I was just forced and pushed over the cliff into learning how to financially, this is Capricorn, make it on my own. And I definitely stumbled, definitely had to reach out for some help here and there, but I got it. I also published my first book during this phase. During my first Saturn return, I left my 9-to-5 and jumped into working for myself, which was fucking terrifying. But I did it, and so I was feeding my Saturn. So yeah, I got divorced, and I did financially ruin myself because, I tell you what, it wasn't even my own doing. It was just the universe saying, all right, let's really give you this lesson, because all through your 20s, you weren't. You were splitting bills with someone else. You did not have any goals. You just went to a 9-to-5 every day and said, whatever, it pays the bills. My Saturn was starving. It was only towards about 27, 28 is when I started to very slowly sneak her some saltines under the door. So I luckily came a little unscathed. Like, divorce isn't the worst thing to happen during your first Saturn return, but man, if only I knew, I definitely would not have gotten married. I would have not gone to college, to be honest. I would have immediately started working for myself. But hey, here we are, and I'm all caught up. I survived my Saturn return, and she made me better. So I really enjoyed it. Almost there. Saturn in Aquarius. You guys know Aquarians are my favorite sign. I'm biased, okay? But I really like this one. I personally think it's one of the easier placements. I know people with their Saturn in Aquarius are probably like, bitch, try being me. But I think it's cool. We are in the age of Aquarius, right? It's going to last long after we're gone. Accept that you are different. Learn to be humble with how different and, quite frankly, fucking smart you are. A lot of people with Saturn and Aquarius, I find, date people who are a lot older, a lot younger, from a different ethnicity, or maybe they find out, like, hey, I think I fall into the LGBTQ community later in life around their first Saturn return. A lot of people with this placement come out with their sexuality during their first Saturn return. But aside from that, people with their Saturn and Aquarius, I love giving them this permission slip. You came here to do things backwards. So whenever you go home and tell your parents, like, hey, I'm quitting college and I'm going to go do this, and they look at you like, honey, what? When they lift their eyebrow and look at you with wide eyes like a deer in headlights, you're feeding your Saturn. When you tell your friends, hey, I just quit my job and I'm going to go live in a van, they're like, are you okay? You're feeding your Saturn. When you meet someone and instead of doing the cliche, fall in love, move in an apartment together, get engaged, buy a house together, have child together, blah, 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 blah. Saturn and Aquarius, you guys came here to meet someone and get pregnant right away. I am not encouraging this. Okay, stop. There's so many more things to a birth chart. And I know that this can go south real quick. But Saturn and Aquarius people came here and said, hey, look, we fell in love pretty quick and we got pregnant and we had a baby. And look, 5 years later, we're still killing it. We're still rocking it out. We're doing it. See? You don't need to have a child in wedlock. Like, let's drop that shit. And by the way, Saturn and Aquarius people say, ugh, I'm not getting married and getting the government involved in my love. Signing papers and changing. Fuck that. Saturn and Aquarius, you guys came here to have a sunrise ceremony on top of a mountain and have no government paper signed at all and still feel love and union, still feel the art of family, but in a very different way. So your life lesson is to have the ability to stand out and be weird. Hold your truth and charge ahead no matter how many people say, oh man, they're off the deep end. Now you know when people say that to you, say yes, okay, perfect, I'm doing it. Now please understand that there are gray areas here. There are some times when people really mean well and really need to help you because you are going off the deep end. But when your Saturn is in Aquarius, the more eyebrows you raise, the more fed your Saturn will be. Saturn in Pisces. Here we are, the last sign of the zodiac, the wisest, the oldest, the most spiritual. Miss Pisces herself. If your Saturn is in Pisces, overcome your issues with boundaries. They can be either too weak or too strong. You can either let everybody into your life or nobody at all. And ask yourself, can you live in the real world and not complain about it? Do your dreams and fantasies take you away from what is? Saturn in Pisces' life lesson is to be an artist. You can either be an artist who sees the way the world should be and change the world through your art, your poetry, your music, your dancing, your writing, or you're an individual who escapes into addiction and denies how you feel while keeping secrets from yourself about the truth of who you really are. A lot of people that I've seen with Saturn and Pisces, I'm not saying this to instill fear in you, it's just an observation I've made in my readings, struggle with addiction to alcohol, weed, just substances. I call them frequency shifters. And Saturn and Pisces people are often like, oh my God, this reality of this whole collective world is too much. And also I am consistently, subconsciously denying who I really am because I am so afraid of showing that to this world that, yeah, guys, people are fucking mean on social media. I would know. And that's scary. You've got to have really tough placements in your chart to handle it. Saturn and Pisces, if you have Mars in a good placement or Mercury, you can handle it. But Saturn and Pisces are sensitive. What's that Tech 9 line I always say? I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. That is Saturn and Pisces. So these are the visionaries, the spiritual leaders on their high road. And these are the people that just deny and growing up and fall into alcohol and drugs to cope from that self-denial as a result. So Saturn and Pisces, you really came here to spiritually uplift, whether it's religion or spirituality. Just be cautious of denying this side of yourself and falling into frequency shifters, okay? Don't whine about the world. Don't play victim. Get out there and change it. You may not be this feisty Capricorn or Aries, but you are more powerful than us all. You're very wise for your age here. Don't ever forget it. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode about Saturn. I hope you learned a thing or two. Again, I want to give a lot of credit to my teacher, Deborah Silverman. I was actually reading over my school notes here that she gave us, Saturn, Your Soul's Purpose. I will leave her website in our bio. If you want to do a deep dive into your Saturn with me, one-on-one on Zoom, lightworkers-lounge.com. You know where to find us. And happy weekend. I'll be back next week to hang out and chat with you guys. I want to take a moment to just share how awesome it's been to come back on the show, renewed and revived, and share things like my slam poetry about my panic attack and share my truth about how I think a lot of spirituality is well-intended, but bad-intended people are just making it obnoxious. And it feels so good that you guys are so receptive and so kind and are sending me emails and DMs of like, you go girl, thank you for sharing this, because I had to take a break from social media and podcasts and even your stuff because I was just inundated and overwhelmed, and you shared exactly how I feel. And that is just the best compliment you can pay me. So thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to this and hang out with me on the airwaves. And thank you for sending notes of kindness. That is what we need more of in this world. And when you do it, I read it, I feel it, I get the truth bumps, and I usually send you a video or an audio message back. I love you guys. Sending love from the mountains and beyond.